WRN N801, Bobby May. This is 359 Karen. You copy? It's 801 negative contact, 359. Moving to the next radio check. WRJY 779 Chantel. Radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy? WRJY 779 Chantel. This is 359 Karen. You copy? No contact. 359. Moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423 Kristen. This is radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRXR 423 Kristen, and I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we've been discussing from the Family Emergency Handbook disaster psychology, and a lot of ladies have had a lot of different suggestions. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kristen?
I haven't looked into the book enough yet. I haven't done homework. But my husband and I have been kind of looking into survival foods and such, and we've kind of come to the conclusion that maybe getting like grains and pastas at local stores and food saving them, and then looking for fats and that kind of thing freeze-dried like professionally by other companies, so we've been searching that out.
Copy that. Yes, that's also a very good idea because, like I said, the disaster that's happened in the South kind of wakes us up and realizes that a disaster like that could happen at any time. So we kind of get complacent in how we live our lives right now. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Kristen?
Yeah, we plan to be there on Saturday, so it'll be fun to discuss a little more with all of you that come. It should be a fun day. And also for donating for over there in North Carolina area, I've heard of Mercury1.org is a really good organization, and I would suggest Samaritan's Purse. Mercury1, everything goes right to the disaster relief.
Copy that. Yeah, I've heard of both of those as well. So, and like they've said, you know, Judy said especially, is like, make sure you investigate before you do donate money and make sure it's going where it's supposed to. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Kristen?
Just, yeah, great ideas, and thanks for doing the net, and everyone have a good evening.
Comment. 709 Carol, go ahead.
I'll try. It's also a good idea to put up a jar of dried beans and also the kind you can make with soup and whatnot. I've got a variety of beans in there, great for use, that you can use.
I'm assuming Kristen marked that down, and she's thinking about that as well. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRZL 684 Lee, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRZL 684, this is Lee. I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clearly. So the ladies have been sharing about disaster psychology, and they've been offering a lot of good tips. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Lee?
Well, I haven't been able to read the material yet, but, you know, going back about 50 years when I was involved in law enforcement, I went through extensive training on things like that. And one of the things that I think is important is that you connect with others in your area so that you can support one another either by helping with food or whatever. But other than that, just staying calm and staying alert.
Copy that. Well, those are very good suggestions, Lee. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I think I have to read the material before I can say too much and sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Copy that. Well, we'll get that material to you, and then maybe you can add it in later. Well, thank you for sharing, Lee. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRUJ 362 Nancy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRUJ 362 Nancy, I hear you loud and clear.
Copy that. There's just a little bit of static back in the background, but you're still coming in loud and clear, Nancy. So I'm assuming you've been listening to all the suggestions about disaster psychology from all of the ladies. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Nancy?
Well, I think as a person living alone, the best confidence is to know that you can live off-grid comfortably for 6 months. If you've got the mindset that electricity is a luxury, not a necessity, the panic will simmer. Remember, 10% of life is what happens. 90% of life is how we react to it. So we need to stay calm.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. And then you having lived off-grid before, then you realize that. And it is really a good idea to practice, even if it's only like one day or a couple days or something, and see what you need to do to prepare in the dark or in case of emergency or something like that. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Nancy?
Yes, for Sue, I've got a book for you, and I can get that to you sometime soon.
Copy that. Sounds good. We will be in touch, definitely. Well, thank you for sharing all that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRXT 583 Gina. She was unavailable this evening. 359, moving forward. Good job, ladies. We've completed our Patriot Ladies Radio Check roster. If you missed your radio check and would like to join our roster, please begin now with your call sign and first name and general location, and we'll include you on the weekly roster going forward. Great. Nothing heard. So I'd like to mention WRMB 64 Steve would like to invite everyone interested to check out the live music at the dance club from 1 to 4 every Friday at the Fairgrounds Square Dance Building. On Mondays, they have line dance lessons from 11:30 to 1, ballroom dance lessons from 1 to 2, and live music, open dance, 2 to 3:30. All are welcome. Great. If there are no more ladies out there that would like to join in at this time, thank all of you Patriot Ladies for participating. We appreciate knowing that there are more of us out there that are willing to step up, even if it's out of our normal comfort level. We will make mistakes, but we are getting better as we practice. Radio independence is becoming a reality. Patriot Ladies radio check completed. 359 Karen returning frequency back to normal traffic. 359 Karen, monitoring.